What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. I hope you liked yesterday's surprise with my first guest to the show. I have a couple other meetings lined up, so I hope that this can be something regular where you guys don't just have to listen to me all the time. But for now, bitch, I know you're here. I know you love it. And today's going to be fire. We're going to ditch our old beliefs. I feel like part of this journey as a creator is to get clarity on your core beliefs. We are influenced from the minute we're born through what other people believe, other people's perspectives. And when generations before us haven't gone through the healing, when they haven't, you know, just fully defined who they are. And I think yesterday, if you do the homework, just getting to your core values is going to be a nice little appetizer for today's journey. So if you didn't tune into yesterday's podcast, make sure you do. And bitch, I want to talk about my appetite suppressant. Okay, this shit is fire. It is the best ingredient I've ever found to ever, 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 ever shed weight. Okay. Something I want to do for you guys that are listening today is if you hit me up either on Facebook or you can go to my website, listenbitch.live, sign up for emails and make sure you email me there. I'm going to send out some free samples. I want you guys, it's love at first dose. Like it's literally, I send a day of this product and you're going to say, holy shit, I am good on not eating and snacking 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So if you want to get some control back in your life when it comes to food, hit me up so I can set you up with that. I will send out a day for y'all. And I think the best way for us to get started when it comes to talking about our beliefs is to be able to release yourself from being a slave to the old beliefs. And trust me, there are plenty of beliefs that you hold that you allow to influence your life. The thing is, you haven't given a lot of these thought, okay? For example, you probably have similar religious beliefs as your parents. It's either similar or the exact opposite because you were triggered, right? It kind of works out like that. But did you ever sit down and think about which religion best suits you? Or did you just continue with what you were exposed to? And I'm a rebel in every sense of the word. I took every religion that I was faced with throughout, you know, my entire life, and I broke it all apart. I questioned all of it. I remember even trying, I had to go to classes to baptize my godson for my best friend. And I asked so many questions. I was asked not to go. I didn't think I was going to be able to stay. I was asked, you know, not to come back because I questioned everything. I want this to be you. I want you to have a fire lit under your ass where you're questioning everything. You do not have to be a slave to your old beliefs. So we're going to go through some techniques to help you maintain the shit that supports you. You're getting into the self-discovery. You're really trying to figure out who you are and the impact you want to make. You're finding your place as a creator. You are taking massive responsibility for where you're going. You're tired of being a victim. So let's go. Okay. Your previous beliefs and knowledge, it's going to prevent you from gaining new knowledge, because here is the problem. If you think you know something already, you're not going to be open to a new view. That's impossible. Knowledge is great, but when it gets in the way of learning something new, it's poison. You've got to ask more questions. Be curious. Avoid believing that you already know the answer because of your previous experience. You can learn while you listen. You can't learn while you're talking. You've got to ask questions and then be quiet and listen to the answer. Something I think is very important because nobody ever wants to do this. You have to pretend you're a beginner. Imagine that you make a living as a real estate investor. When a novice investor starts telling you about his latest deal, you probably don't believe there's anything you can learn from him. Pretend you know nothing about a topic. So many times, if I could ever have a conversation with my younger self, I think about this question. People have asked me this before, and I never really know what I would say, but there is a whole fucking list of shit I would say because I was a know-it-all. I knew everything. You couldn't tell me shit. And I really struggled when it came to being new at something because I had pretended to be such a know-it-all. I was cocky. I never wanted to learn. I didn't want to open up. And now I'm like a sponge. I'm like, I really don't know anything. And I wish I would have started this life as a sponge a long time ago. So pretend that you know nothing about a topic. Be open to everything you hear. Even if you're a leading authority on something, there's still things you don't know. If you pretend that you're a novice, you'll have a better chance of gaining that knowledge that eludes you. Your perspectives change. As you are going through life, your experiences are changing. You are less judgmental if you're not acting like you know it all. And I promise you, this judgmental side of us, it doesn't benefit us. It's not helping us leverage anything as a creator. It's not helping us stand in the confidence of who we really are. It's not helping us become a person that is living a life of excellence. That's it. You've got to determine if your beliefs are truths or if they're just beliefs. Beliefs are personal, often unprovable, and no more correct than another belief. Truths don't require constant validation. Like, if we're going to talk about truth, we could say gravity is a truth. So where did your belief come from? If you believe that women are better than men, how did you decide that? Or if you believe that you're not capable of managing money, where did that belief come from? What is the source of your belief? If you feel like you have to work hard for everything, where did that come from? If you feel like only the rich get rich and the poor get poor, where did that come from? Most of this shit comes from our parents. Question the origin of your beliefs and determine if that idea is worth a second look. You have to let go of your identity, okay? We're walking around here with these big fat egos, like we have to be this person and we feel obligated to continue to be this person because that's what we made them think we were. That's what we got comfortable being. Let it go. Your identity is built around these beliefs. And if you're not letting go of this part of your ego, that's it. We start to believe, I can never lose weight. I'm not intelligent. I'm the most intelligent person I know. I can't learn math. I'm lazy. You know how many fucking times I went through life just thinking I was lazy when I couldn't, I just didn't process everything that was coming at me. We define ourselves in our actions. I'm a teacher. That's what I am. We take our beliefs, good or bad, and we associate with them. If you believe that you're naturally overweight, it makes it challenging to lose the weight. If you tell yourself that you're bad at math, you're going to make it harder to learn because you're going to shut down that part of your brain. If you feel like you're never going to be wealthy, then you're never going to look and see opportunity that's in front of you. If you think that you have to be lucky to have any sort of positive experience in this life, and you're telling yourself you're just an unlucky motherfucker, guess what, bitch? Nothing positive is going to come. You are shutting down all the blessings that are meant to come to you. It is so fucking hard to believe anything outside of what you choose for your identity. And what is the cost of your belief? Okay, this shit comes with a heavy price. I want you to consider the impact that your beliefs are having on you. Beliefs are personal and they're alterable. You have to think about which beliefs are fucking you up. When a belief doesn't serve you, you'll be more interested in letting go of it. We're all slaves to beliefs, trust me. And most of our shit is unhealthy. It's unhelpful. It is limiting. We're holding on to shit that we don't have to. I want you to learn to expand and open your mind. This is where we start to find the truth of who you are, where you want to be, and where you're going. Stop letting the old shit control you. You're the master of your life. You're not a slave to your beliefs. You're not a slave to your beliefs. It's fucking exhausting, isn't it? It's exhausting. How can you go about discovering and defining your own new beliefs? And bitch, this is your journal prompt. If you are not in my Listen Bitch Facebook group, make sure you tune in there. This is your work. The cost of admission is sharing the podcast, leaving an awesome review, telling your friend about it, and do the fucking work. Do the work. I show up here because I know that you need someone lighting a fire under your ass to do the fucking work. Get your notebook, get your pen and paper, set aside some time, pause the shit if you have to, come back to this. And I want you to start with giving yourself permission to let go of all the old beliefs that are not serving you. And when you start to ask a question, the law of nature is that you'll get an answer. Ask yourself, what are the beliefs that are holding me back? What is the best way to discover and define my new beliefs? We're going to get a little introspective, bitch. We're going to look at ourselves. Yes, it's all about the mirror now. Get into that self-reflection. Spend some time, just like yesterday, we're talking about these core values. What are your core values? What are the things that you're willing to negotiate on and that are non-negotiable? Talk about your experiences. What are your thoughts? Ask yourself questions about what truly matters to you. And then I want you to be able to answer, like, why the fuck does this matter? You have to read and educate yourself. Number one, your brain fucking needs this. That's fuel. If you're not reading and learning and expanding where you are, you're staying stagnant. No matter how much you think you're working for something, if you are not expanding your knowledge, you're not growing. If you can go through exploring different philosophies and religions and ideologies and worldviews, read the books, the articles, engage in discussions with people who hold diverse beliefs, this is how you broaden your perspective. This is the number one thing that brought me out of my judgmental zone. Do I still judge people? Yes, because I fucking hate stupid people. I hate stupid people who have no sense. But when I talk to actual mature adults that can have a conversation, and especially when it comes to fucking politics, okay, or even religion, I get why you believe what you believe. I do. I see that. I respect it. There's always a story that's connecting us to our beliefs, there's something personal. So if you know your belief is stuck because 3 generations ago, so and so did this, and you have to stay true to this because it's part of your family identity. No, bitch, you can let that shit go. Having the mature conversations, it has helped me to not be so judgmental. Like, I get it. I get it when I talk to people who believe something different in politics. I can see their side. I get it. Even the people that fell for the fucking COVID scam, okay? I thought about who I would be if I was a brand new mom, okay? Realize I've been a mom for 21 fucking years, okay? If I was a brand new mom, I would have had a different perspective when that shit went down. I can see where people were driven to fear. We didn't know better. But as we start to grow and we start having conversations with other people, we start to expand our understanding. Even conversations with my husband, he gets very passionate to the point of violence. Like, he literally is someone who would go kill people. And I'm talking about, like, child molesters, sex traffickers. He listens to Andy Frisella, and Andy talks about throwing guys in a wood chipper. And, you know, my husband, since the day I met him, he's always been the person that is like, I will go out killing motherfuckers. And I think that doesn't make us any better. Right. And it took me so long to understand where he was coming from. Tons of conversations where I didn't want him to be someone that could take the life of someone else. I didn't want him to be that. And it took a lot of just introspective me discovering who I am. Bitch, if a motherfucker touched my kids like that, they're dead. Hands down, I would be all right with it. And I think there's a lot of babies out there that can't be protected. And I stopped judging my husband there. I love that he wants to kill these assholes. Okay. I love that, you know, we can have the conversation where I think, even myself, let's go back to capital punishment. That's how I believe sometimes, because there's no consequences, right? But that's not what I used to believe. It's not. I've grown because I have the conversations. I grow because I've become educated. And I'll continue to grow. That's smart people. You could put 100 people in a room that all believe something different. And those people with an open mind who are secure and confident in who they are can handle having the grown-up conversations, even if they disagree. And that's okay. Your beliefs are yours. You don't know anybody else shit about that, but you have to continue to expand your mind. And you have to start having new experiences. Stop fucking shutting down from the world. You have to go have experiences that challenge your existing beliefs or even exposing you to other viewpoints. Travel, start volunteering, participate in activities that inspire personal growth. Check out other people's perspectives. It's having these conversations with people, especially bartending. And I, what's the rule? No religion, no politics. Bitch, I break the rules every single night. I break the rules. You've got to listen actively to other people, and you have to take a step outside of yourself to understand their viewpoint. And I'm not out there changing people's minds, but I guarantee I give them something to think about because they are so stuck in that core belief of like my family, you know, we are committed to this, you know, we're they make the hard line of like, you know, who they are and what they believe, who they serve, all of it. You have these conversations, you give people a different perspective as well as taking one on your own. Continue to journal and document your beliefs. They're going to evolve. And when you're writing this stuff down, it clarifies your thoughts. And then you can help track your journey when you are going through a season of self-discovery. You have to question the assumptions, challenge your existing beliefs with critical questions. Why do you believe this? Is it based on evidence or are you inheriting this belief? Start talking to mentors, get into therapy, get some guidance and support navigating the process, and embrace the uncertainty 100%. Understand that beliefs evolve over time and it's okay to be uncertain, it's okay to be open to change. The fact that my husband and I can talk about anything and everything, and we do, we have both expanded and evolved with every conversation we have. Things that I never thought he would believe or move or sway on, he has. And I know he has the same perspective with me. I'm telling you, I used to hate when he would just be like, you know, wanting to kill these people. I remember very vividly, we saw a viral video of a babysitter beating the shit out of a little kid, and this little kid like just threw up or something. It was terrible, and he's like, "I'd fucking kill her. I would take her life." And I used to just be so like, "Man, that doesn't make us better. Should she have a punishment? Absolutely." But I didn't want my husband to be the one to give it out, right? I didn't want him to be that person that could do that for whatever belief, whatever. It was definitely back to that core of religion of like, does it make us better? And I used to question, like, how can someone flip the switch in an electric chair? Like, how can people live with themselves? It's just, you're still a killer. How does that make you different than the killer? And now my beliefs have grown and evolved. And yeah, if someone touched my kids, if something happened to them, I would never stand in the way of my husband snuffing people out, ever, ever. If there was ever a point we went to capital punishment and he wanted to go around in a fucking wood chipper with Andy Frisella, I would applaud him for throwing these child molesters in the back of the wood chipper. I'd be the first one to come and clean the blood off his clothes every single day. I change what I believe, and I don't mean to be drastic, try to freak you guys out. I'm just saying, like, we are so stuck in the way we believe that we refuse to grow in the conversations. I've grown, and now, you know, I am someone who 100% believes capital punishment should come back. 100%. Nobody's getting consequences, and that is the core. There should be a consequence. I'm a law-abiding citizen. And when I'm sharing the world with people who can break the laws and it's putting my life and my family's life in danger, yeah, let's get dramatic. That's my expanding belief. And I know that's something that my husband can love and respect that we can agree on. And there's a lot of beliefs. I won't get into the crazy personal beliefs about him either. But when we first met, he didn't have certain beliefs, and I didn't know how that looked for us. I just knew I could only be who I can be and show him a different side. And he's changed. His perspective has changed. And that is the price of us having the conversation and not being afraid to talk. There's a lot of, there's still things that maybe, you know, he wouldn't die on the cross for. Like he, you know, I'm very, there's some things that mean more to me because of my beliefs, and I can't judge him because he can't see the same perspective. There are some things that we don't agree on 100%, and it's okay. We grow through it. That's the point. You've got to have the conversations, understand that it's going to be an uncertain journey. As you evolve as a person, as your perspectives change, as life happens and it changes the things that are happening, you've got to stay mindful. You have to continue to go into those moments of prayer and meditation. These are the techniques that are going to help you stay self-aware and keep you in tune with your inner thoughts and your inner values. That's how you stay connected to who you are, as you get to the core of that. And whatever it is, I understand that it's not going to be God for everybody. I get that. I literally had a conversation with someone yesterday. You guys listened to the podcast. This guy's an atheist. I know it's God. I don't judge him for not knowing. He still knows there's something bigger than himself. He doesn't know what, and I don't judge for that. But there is something bigger than you out there. Lean into that. Everybody, on some sense, knows there's something bigger. And whatever you choose, that is your thing. But this is how you keep connecting to your core values of who you are, leaning into that. Give it time. Developing new beliefs or even changing old habits is a gradual process. You're going to revisit and redefine your beliefs as you learn and grow. 100%. It depends on what happens. I promise your perspective changes as life comes at you. These are deeply personal things, okay? There's no one size fits all. How boring would it be if my husband and I believed the same in everything? We would never have those heated, passionate conversations that end up helping us grow. We just wouldn't. And we're both stubborn as fuck. So you guys can imagine how our conversations can be. And nothing's off limits. That's it. We talk about it all. And we have both grown and expanded from that. It's a gift. And we take those conversations to other people. It's not always met with the same response. But that's our journey in life, to go out there and have these experiences, to have these conversations. Your shit is your shit. It should reflect who you are and align with your shit. Be open to the growth. Be open to the change. And bitch, get to the core of who you are. You've got your homework. Have a great night, hookers. I fucking missed this. I really did. I missed it. I feel like I haven't even missed a beat. So thanks for your patience on Monday's podcast, because I was so fucking nervous and I was so squirrely and I was like, oh, what the fuck am I doing? A little crazy. And it has been a long, exhausting week. I feel like I need one more solid week to be 100%. That's the truth. 100% from just all the emotional turmoil of all the things. I lost a really great friend last week, and that is still, I'm just still kind of processing stuff, and just, my God, it feels good to be back here. So I am so thankful for this outlet. Bitch, if this episode did anything to help you, motivate you, touch you, inspire you, honestly, share it with someone. Share it with someone that you love. If it annoyed you, share it with an enemy. Make them have to listen to my voice for 30 minutes or however long I've been talking. But just share it, okay? Make sure you're leaving a review on Apple or Spotify. Check out my Listen Bitch Facebook group. If you want to try that appetite suppressant, reach out to me, bitch. Okay. My website, or probably Facebook, is probably the fastest. I suck on Instagram. I really do. The only reason anything ends up over there is because it's connected to Facebook. So that's how that works. But I'll see you tomorrow, ho.